Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Here's the thing. You can get up here and you can try to burn down the institution to make yourself look good because you're so worried about getting reelected next year. It's ridiculous. I've been here for 7 years, and guess what? Our board makes mistakes. We're an imperfect system, okay? But we're trying to work forward to making it better, and then you want to turn it into this, run Carrie down, run Colton down, run me down, whatever, okay? That's fine. You're James, you're almighty, okay? But let's move on.
I just want to make a response from the last meeting because I never had a chance to respond to you accusing me of somehow burning down our institutions. Well, I want to respond to that Commissioner Parker, it was you who brought this item up on July 27th to change the bids and re-rank the system without public notice, without public input. And at the last meeting, you had the audacity to throw staff under the bus on this particular item, which I think is wrong. Staff did a great job.
And now, technically, this is not public forum, so I apologize for slightly misleading you with the introductory music there, but okay, still, Sam Parker and James Calkins getting into it. Oh, across meetings. Hold a grudge much? Yeah, sure, why not? So one of the things interesting here, this is all having to do with the request for qualifications, RFQ reforms, the voting process, selecting the firms, all of that. That's the backdrop. Also, by the way, James Calkins saying that Sam Parker's throwing the staff under the bus. I think staff know that they also were part of the problem here. Because of being shorthanded and because of a variety of factors, but you know, there's plenty enough explanation to go around, and I think they feel bad about this as well. So, you know, just this whole grandstanding about, well, I'm always on the side of the staff. I've heard a lot of things where you're not on the side of the staff, sir, so I would not say it that way. But okay, James Calkins wants to go on and talk about all this.
I don't believe anything was illegal or unlawful, but what happened on July 27th was unethical and dishonest and a betrayal to a company who won the bid on July 13th.
What does my thesaurus say? Do I have any other words I can use?
I think we need to move forward, and I'm okay with moving forward. While I disagree with what happened in the past, I just had to defend myself because I didn't have a chance to defend myself after Commissioner Parker made those accusations at the last meeting. I think that was wrong, and then Russia had no chance to respond. So
Russia?
That's what he said.
And then Russia. That's a weird what?
Made those accusations at the last meeting. I think that was wrong. And then Russia had no chance to respond. So,
Weird. I don't know what he's trying to say there. Rushed out, rushed on, Russia. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway.
Hey, Freud.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion, and I do so without objection, to go with option one to move forward based on hearing the. Seemed like that's what the board was all right with, so just my thoughts.
Well, I appreciate your motion, and I'll try not to lose any sleep over hearing that you were disappointed in me.
Oh, man. You know, just 7:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local. We just play the hits. That's all we do. Just play the hits. oh, my God. And by the way, I watched the Milton City Council meeting yesterday. Oh, no, I have some of that coming, too. So trust me. That's from was it Thursday was on that meeting? I don't know. You know, when I'm on vacation, all of these backlog of all this stuff piles up. It's like, You know, y'all decide to do all your silly stuff while I'm out, and so whatever, it just gets backlogged. We'll get to it all. Don't worry, we'll get to it all.
That's right. That's when they save it.
Yeah. Yeah. They wait. When's he gone? All right, now. Go.
This brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family, serving your family since 1929. More info on a free pest or termite quote. You can visit Knox Pest. That's K-N-O-X. Knox knocks him out. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. A little slow after a car accident this morning, but it looks like everything's off the road. Just slow in that area. But a possible sinkhole forming. This is off Scenic Highway and Whisperway, south of I-10. It's in the state-owned parking lot south of the Dairy Queen. So be careful there. That area is closed off. And if you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, or maybe you're not even thinking about it, maybe you're like suppressing the thought. You know, like if I ask you, do you love your car? And you're like, well, the answer should be yes. You deserve to enjoy your car as much time as you spend in it. You shouldn't, you know, have to endure your car, okay? But if that's where you're at and you're like kind of avoiding the question, maybe it's time to go look. Hey, maybe you go look and you're like, nope, now's not the right time. That's an adult decision. But do go look and then find out. You know, go to Frontier Motors. They've got 300 cars, trucks, vans, SUVs sitting on the lot at any moment. You know, they're open, so you can just sit in. You can go open. You don't have to go ask for permission. Hey, is it okay if I try sitting in this car? You know, like you don't have to ask. You just go sit. They're open. Try them out. See what you like. You know, drive a few. I say drive several. Check out the prices and then make, you know, an adult decision. But they are a great resource for starting this investigation because of the selection and because of the prices and the quality and the fact that they're not brand new, but then you don't have to pay the brand new price. So you get them a year or two after they were brand new, just not to you, right? Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As America continues to endure sin and debauchery of just about every type, I find myself evaluating my patriotism. For many Christians, it's become increasingly difficult to express patriotism when the powers that be are wholeheartedly endorsing the wickedness of same-sex marriage, abortion, transgenderism, and such the like. However, for me, my patriotism is primarily rooted in gratitude for our country's biblical foundation. My patriotism stems from our country's past in spite of her present. I love that our coins say, "In God we trust," and our pledge still includes one nation under God. Our national anthem declares, "Then conquer we must when our cause it is just, and this be our motto, in God do we trust." If we want God's continued blessing, we must get back to Him, because blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
You're an inhuman monster!
I said good day!
It's
7:21 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Somebody texted in, James Calkins, defender of the staff, said no staffer ever. Ouch. Yeah, there you go.
You should read this one, Everything's Believable post-Tiger King.
Yeah, well, because somebody said they ought to make a sitcom out of the Milton City Council meetings, and I'm like, nobody'd believe it. No, nobody. It's implausibly crazy. You know, it's like, truth is stranger than
that
fiction.
That is right. Oh, I didn't realize it was a continuing conversation.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But
post-Tiger King.
Paul is right. Yeah, absolutely. Right? Who would have thought?
So I don't know if you've heard the Oliver Anthony song or seen the video.
I haven't heard it. I've seen the video and I read the lyrics.
The video is honestly like it's super low production value, but it's perfectly fitting for the brand that he's kind of representing of the, you know, the everyman, man of the people, blue collar woods kind of guy. This is the Richmond, North of Richmond song. Okay.
Yeah, that's what
and,
it's called.
There's a couple of, I had to bleep out a couple of inappropriate lyrics here, but this is now the number one song on the charts. He's making like $40,000 a day off of this song. Remember, he got famous from the song, but then like saying he turned down a bunch of money for the song.
Yeah, he turned down $8 million.
Yeah, which, we'll see what that turns out or not. But if you haven't heard it, it is kind of, it's catchy and interesting too.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is.
I mean, it's pretty catchy.
Living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows.
I'm just saying, it's a pretty good song. It's catchy. It's passionate. It certainly hits a note for people who are disaffected and frustrated. And, those rich people are trying to control my life. And
mm-hmm. It's the 2020s version of Take the Job and Shove It.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good anthem, I guess.
Johnny Cash with a red beard instead, right? So, I can see why people like it. There's one part that's kind of like against welfare fat people. I think
oh,
this is
if
it.
You're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves.
I mean, hard to argue with that. But, he's fat shaming people. Well,
if you're on disability for being heavy, maybe you shouldn't be buying high carb food.
He's picking a poignant example of the stupidity of a lot of our political systems right now, right? I mean, that's the point. And if it's abrasive and off-putting and, offensive, well, that's also part of the brand, right? I mean, that's part of what makes it appealing is that kind of brash honesty that people don't feel like they get a lot of representation of in songs or media or whatever. So I can definitely see why this is super successful. Curious to see what comes next for him, right? What's his next issue going to be? 7:24.
I like his Gretsch.
What's that?
That's his guitar.
He's got one
of those cool ones that you see it with the metal thing in the middle.
Oh, steel center or whatever. Yeah, I like the sound of that. That's mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. 437-1620. Let's get traffic before we get to David Wayne in the newsroom. Candy?
This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and 29. It's going to be a little slow. There was an accident there this morning, but it's been moved off to the side. Possible sinkhole, that's right, off Scenic Highway and Whisper Way. It's in the state-owned parking lot that's south of I-10, south of the Dairy Queen. They say it's possibly forming. Now, that area is closed. You don't have to worry about, running into it by mistake. And then 29 southbound near Archer Road, there's a car in the woods on its side, and emergency vehicles are on the scene. Again, that's 29 southbound near Archer Road. Traffic is slowed. The right lane is closed. So use caution wherever you are. That instrument's called a Dobro. Sorry. Thank you. It's a dobro that he's playing. I was trying to, I was like, yeah, that's right. Thank you. I love that. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
See, to me, a dobro is like a buddy who really likes pastries.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So,
but that's because I'm not in the
dobro.
Music.
Oh, you're dobro. Yeah, that's cool.
We all eat eclairs together. Yeah. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hey. You know, while you're talking about Oliver Anthony, I actually saw earlier this morning.
Wait a minute. Candy, are you okay? She can't continue. Go ahead, David.
Oliver Anthony, I saw just earlier this morning that he had also released a second song on YouTube called I Want to Go Home. And I don't have a clip of that yet. Maybe I'll get one here for later on this morning.
Based on the video, he's only 50 feet away. But okay, you know.
I don't know. He's got a lot of soul
for a ginger.
Wow. Well, I wasn't going to go there.
Dear HR.
Oh, yeah. Please go to HR because they always take care of everything here.
Families of 9/11 victims are protesting a possible plea deal for the confessed mastermind of the terror attacks and four other defendants. The families sent a letter to the White House this week asking President Biden to stop any plea deal for the terrorists being held at Guantanamo Bay.
This is unfathomable that the Justice Department is kind of sent out this this feeler, basically, like, you know, hey, we're thinking about maybe doing a deal with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. It doesn't get executed or what, you know, like what are you and, you know, obviously push back. I'm sorry, just it's amazing to me. Go ahead, David.
Absolutely. And X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, now planning to take the headlines off of news links and show only the main image. That was in a post late Monday this week. Elon Musk said that change is coming directly from him in an effort to improve website aesthetics.
All right. Very good. Thanks so much for the update. Oh, I got another sneeze coming. Candy, you talk.
Oh, far out. Okay. So it's so funny. Kevin King corrected me on the guitar.
That's my second. That's my.
It's
that should
a resonator
be two. I should be
or a dobro. Okay. Dobro. It's a Gibson brand name.
All right. Fair enough. Hey.
Thanks, Kevin King.
Kevin's the best, and he would know for sure. Hey, this is just an... you know, in Illinois, they got this assault weapons ban is what they call it, right? This law that restricts your ability to purchase certain kinds of guns. And Supreme Court in the state, the Illinois State Supreme Court, has found that the law is justified. They passed it after the Highland Park shooting, okay? I'm always amazed by the lack of knowledge of guns, gun functioning, gun types and styles and designs, and by people who claim to care about guns as an issue, like gun control advocates, and media people who report on gun stuff. So I was reading this story. There was an ABC News story, okay? And it goes down to explain, it says, the law, and talking about the judge and the ruling and all of this, and a 4-3 ruling, so a very close ruling, this is Illinois State Supreme Court. 3 voted to prohibit the law, constitutional violation, and 4 said, no, you have to allow it. The law, this is what the ABC News story said. The law at the center of the suit prohibits assault weapons, assault weapon attachments, 50 caliber rifles, or 50 caliber cartridges, the type of semi-automatic weapons used in many mass shootings around the country. What? Like, what now? 50 caliber rifles are being used in many mass shootings around the country? Well, if you go back and read it, first of all, the law does actually prohibit that. For those of you who don't know, nobody's using 50 caliber rifles in these assaults. That's an M249 or an M60, you're like door gunner gun off of the Huey.
Oh, yeah.
Or
like
a Barrett.
In all of the movies where they're preparing to learn how to shoot, they're on the ground. Yeah.
Or a Barrett 50 cal, but then your cartridge is like, 8 inches long and it'll go through cars. I mean, so that's not what, but the law prohibits them. And I'm not necessarily saying that the average person ought to be able to go buy and use 50 caliber weapons, but that's not what, that's just what? I read this and I thought, oh dear. You know, I feel like there ought to, you know, they always talk about gun safety courses for gun owners.
Yeah,
I feel like
idea.
There ought to be a gun education course for gun legislators.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. 8 Republicans taking off the gloves for the debate tonight in Milwaukee, Tennessee. Congressman Andy Ogles.
When you look at the polling numbers, as Trump has such a substantial lead, the question is who can have that breakout moment and try to make this a one-on-one race? Because right now in a crowded field, Trump is definitely the nominee.
The Republican earlier on Fox Business, the front runner, former President Donald Trump, sitting this one out. Coverage begins exclusively on the Fox News Channel at 8 p.m. Eastern. Trump's former attorney Rudy Giuliani expected to surrender to authorities in Atlanta today, answering state charges in Georgia. Election meddling dating back to the 2020 election. Two more defendants, David Schaefer and Kathy Latham, surrendering earlier today. 98 degrees Tuesday in the Twin Cities in Minnesota, beating the record set in 1971.
It's too hot. It kills my garden.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 82 degrees. Partly cloudy skies here in Pensacola today after the Escambia County Commissioners provided $15,000 for the Reap Lodge's transitional shelter to keep it open. Mayor D.C. Reeves says there are questions that need to be answered before the city can contribute additional money.
All 45, 50 people that are there now are going to find housing in the next 90 days, then we're going to find ourselves right back in the same situation that we're in before. So, so again, I am open-minded to helping there, but we need some more questions answered about the longevity and what the real support is.
And Reeves, like the county commissioners last week, questioned why the need was made known only a few weeks before the shelter would have had to close. The $15,000 from the Escambia County Commissioners was earmarked for rent and utilities to cover the next 2 months while additional meetings are held. A lawsuit has been filed against the former dentist, now serving jail time for inappropriately touching an employee and several patients. The civil suit filed by the employee that Stamatolis was convicted of touching. Carolyn West seeking $100,000 for severe mental and emotional distress. She's asking for a jury trial in the civil case. Stamatolis was sentenced to 9 months in jail on a battery charge for touching West, another 8 months for inappropriately touching several patients at his dental practice. He's potentially facing more jail time as well on a perjury charge that stemmed from lying about why he left the state and went to Mobile while on a pretrial release, violating the conditions of release. He told prosecutors he had an urgent situation involving his son, but later admitted that he and his wife went to buy a Porsche. The Escambia County School District asking a judge to dismiss a lawsuit filed in the midst of the book banning controversy recently. Joe Ford with more.
The lawsuit was filed in May by five authors, publishing company Penguin Random House, and the free speech group Pen America. In a 36-page motion filed Monday in Pensacola Federal Court, the district says it has the authority to decide what books will be allowed in schools. The motion goes on to say that while the state has final authority based on new state laws, the school district has not inhibited or prohibited the author plaintiff's ability to write, market, or sell their books. The district also argues that just because the books have been removed or restricted does not give the plaintiff standing to challenge the board's decisions. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Florida's Ethics Commission needs a new leader. Chairman Glenn Gilzean resigned yesterday because of a possible conflict of interest. Several months ago, Gilzean was appointed the administrator of the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District. Ethics Commission members, though, are not allowed to hold public employment. Gilzean said he didn't realize there'd be a conflict until last week. And Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will be center stage tonight as part of the Republican presidential debate happening in Milwaukee.
While DeSantis is considered to be the strongest candidate to challenge the party's frontrunner Donald Trump, recent polls have shown Ramaswamy edging closer to DeSantis for the number two spot. An Emerson College poll showed the two tied at 10% support each, trailing Trump, who leads with 56% support. Trump has decided to skip the debate and has instead recorded an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And it is 7:35. Let's get an update on our traffic and sinkholes with Candy.
It's bizarre, right? As we take a look around I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, there was a crash a lot earlier, but still slow in that area. So just rubbernecking, I guess. Possible sinkhole off Scenic Highway and Whisper Way. This is south of I-10, just south of the Dairy Queen in the state-owned parking lot. Possible sinkhole forming. So you want to be careful there and certainly careful wherever you are. And then we got word that off Archer and 29 southbound near Archer Road, there is a car in the woods and there are emergency crews on scene. So careful there, and that looks like that is down to one lane. If you see an accident or a slowdown, certainly let us know at 437-1620. You can text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Very hot and humid day today with temperatures near 100 degrees. Feeling much warmer overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 80s. We're going to stay hot as we go into your Thursday. Temperatures near 99 degrees, feeling much warmer. Thursday night, temperatures dropping back into the 80s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 82 in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, 78 in Milton. Your next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The coalition representing Hollywood studios and streaming services has made what it believes to be its best offer to striking writers, releasing the terms of its latest contract in the hopes of persuading the Writers Guild of America to accept the deal. Among the concessions the studios say they offered are controls around the use of generative artificial intelligence and reports on viewing hours for streaming shows. If a deal isn't reached soon, the TV season and many movies are likely to be delayed or scrapped altogether. IBM and a California-based investment firm have landed on a deal for the sale of the tech giant's The Weather Company business. Francisco Partners will take over the numerous assets under The Weather Company, with the unit expected to become a standalone company after it completes a transaction with IBM. The Weather Company businesses include The Weather Channel's mobile and digital assets, weather.com, Weather Underground, and Storm Radar. On Wall Street, futures slightly higher after stocks closed mixed yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, it's funny. I made the joke, not a joke really, but I said at the end of the last segment, I said, if you're going to require that people get education on carrying a gun, then before you make legislation, you ought to require a certain amount of, you know, knowledge. And it's funny because in that very segment, I was talking about the 50 caliber ban, how silly that is. And I made the comment that like the M249 and the M60, and somebody texted in, Andrew, well, turns out the M249 is a 5.56, and the M60, I always thought that was a 50 caliber. I don't know why. It's a stupid thing if I think about it, but that's a 7.62, so my fault, I got it wrong. I guess, you know, I'll keep my snark to myself, but still, the 50 caliber ban, that's crazy. I mean, just because it's... the whole thing is crazy. D.C. Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola, joins us now, as he does every Wednesday. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good morning. Sorry for the brief seminar on rifle calibers. It's just, I had to...
You got the wrong Reeves brother.
Nice. Brother. Well done. All right. Hey, so yesterday I spent a substantial amount of the show talking about my concerns over the active transportation plan. The plan, as I read it, is like the values it espouses are good, but the values it espouses need to be balanced against the interests of drivers and our unwillingness to reduce speeds and so forth that, you know, getting to zero deaths sounds great, except that we're not willing to embrace that as a society. And I fear that an effort to turn the city into something like a glorified college campus where everybody's biking and walking and taking buses winds up harming the interests of the 92% of us who drive around the city. And I know you disagree with me about this, so I wanted to give you a chance to respond.
Well, look, it's not that's fair perspective. I think there's a couple things to understand. We say we've built cities around cars. We built cities for centuries around the pedestrian. It's only been about 80 years around cars. But nonetheless, understand active transportation means exactly that. This was not a study meant to say, oh, and then here's where we should put some more roads or where we should up the speed limit. That's not what the study was for. And municipalities do studies all the time that are focused, whether it's environmental, whether it's land development code, where you're looking at something specific that doesn't necessarily mean that you aren't factoring other things. So what the important part here for me, from my perspective, is the city has invested and had pending investments in for millions of dollars within the within looking at A Street, for example, in the CRA,
sure.
$3.2 million. Well, it turns out A Street was on the active transportation plan, but we didn't know that at the time. So what I look at this as a guiding document as to where the priorities of investment should be. Where are the places that crashes are happening the most? I would caution anyone seeing an active transportation plan and say that, we are now going to put a 50-step process into fulfilling every part of this. I think it's really a visionary guiding document that allows us that if we do want to be able to connect people who don't have access to a car, for example, because of their income, that we know the right places to be doing that. So I don't think this is an all or nothing situation. I think this gives us a little more research to know where maybe our pain points are and where there would be some value in creating active transportation.
Yeah. And look, I understand that not all the roads belong to the city. You know, some of them are state roads, obviously. And, but I don't know, when I read it, and this is coming from a bicyclist, right? You know me, I'm a very, I bicycle, right. Not as a form of getting to places, but as a form of recreation. And I start thinking about, well, if we redesign a lot of these streets around slowing the cars and protecting the bicyclists and thinning the lanes, doing like what we've done on Pace, if we do anything like that, where we start to, impede the flow of traffic at 45 miles an hour, for example, on Creighton, or slow down Scenic, although Scenic has recently been a real catastrophe, 3 wrecks in the last week, including a fatality, for the very, very small percentage of the people who do or would be willing to ride bikes as a form of commuting, it seems like mostly a harm to the car drivers and not much of a real benefit for an awful lot of money. And that was my concern, is I feel like it seemed very pie in the sky, especially for a place like Pensacola, where it's hot and rainy. And when it's not both, it's one or the other. How much do we really gain outside the downtown area? Like downtown, I get it. That's more of an urban environment where it makes more sense to encourage pedestrian activity and to reward bicyclists and to make it more like a big city kind of style or a college campus. But it was outside of that core area that I thought, I just don't see the value of this.
Yeah. And again, I think you described what I'm saying, which is this is a visionary type document. This isn't these are the things that you must do or you're an unsafe community. It's here are your options if you want to increase active transportation. And I agree with you. My priority right now, what I'm having conversations about, is Bayfront Parkway, for example. Well, we have a 3-mile bridge with a protected bike path. We have a Bayou Chico bridge with a protected bike path. And we have 2.2 miles of unfunded Sun Trail, as designated by the state of Florida, that runs right through the heart of downtown that isn't. And so there are opportunities. We can go to Bayfront, keep 4 lanes, and still have protected bike lanes because we got 15-foot wide medians in the middle of the road that we don't really need. And all we do is maintain. So there are options. There's low-hanging fruit options that don't always have to be at the sacrifice of a vehicle. And I think that's what's important. Again, it's not one or the other. There are things that we can do to improve pedestrian access that don't have to impede the car at all. It could just be putting some protection in place. So as I said, that's how we're going to treat it when we start to look at, what options are and what priorities are. We are not saying that we're going to complete steps 1 through 100 on this plan and put the millions and millions and millions of dollars it would take to even do half of that or commit that at this point.
Okay, and that's fair. You know, the areas where it doesn't essentially cost drivers much, or and sometimes, look, slowing down can actually improve the driver experience. You know, smoothly flowing, slower traffic actually gets there faster. I get that concept. And like you say, Bayfront might be a place where we could target some of our efforts. And if it doesn't cost too much, too, and I know that's going to be a concern for you as well. So I appreciate that. I think we probably have a pretty good overlap on our Venn diagram for what we'd be willing to do in that regard.
Right.
DC Reeves, hang on for just a second. That's who we're talking with. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
98 eastbound at Lillian, very slow. Approaching the turnoff to Lillian, backed up to Bauer Road right now. 29 southbound near Archer Road. There's a car in the woods on its side. Emergency vehicles at the scene. Traffic is very, very slow. The right lane is closed. Excuse me. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and 29. There's three cars on the side of the road. There was an accident there like an hour, maybe over an hour ago. And it's just people driving slow in that area. There's no accident. I checked the traffic cameras. And then possible sinkhole. This is off Scenic Highway in Whisper Way, south of I-10. A possible sinkhole forming in the state-owned parking lot. That's just south of the DQ. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. I think Mayor Reeves' favorite part of that comment was in the state-owned parking lot.
In the state-owned parking lot. That's right.
And I know he cares about
it. You ain't part of the city.
He cares about all of the issues, but it's nice to be able to say, not my baby. Sure. Back to,
but maybe you'll be governor one day. And go, hey, remember that sinkhole, DC?
You know, people do advance. That's right.
Yeah, you will.
Hey, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, this is just kind of it's an interesting question. I hadn't thought of it. Somebody said to me, Andrew, please ask the mayor if there's any plans in the works for a sixth Pelican at Garden and Palafox for Space Force.
Ooh, not, you know what? That is a good question. We haven't had that conversation. I got the price tag on the Pelican for New Year's Eve, and I think I've shied away from pricing out Pelicans after the $20,000 in repair.
Well, it could be it could save you money. No, think about this: if you get the Space Force Pelican and then you drop that at New Year's Eve into place, it's probably a cost savings and a fun.
Oh, I see.
So, no, I just
we'll have someone bolted in like a NASCAR pit crew. We'll just have it
right
there on New Year's Eve, and we're done.
No, anyway, I just thought it was an interesting question. I'm like, well, you know, now that you mention it, that's a good point, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
I know you've had conversation with Wes Moreno, the county administrator, about. I'm a little nebulous on the details here, but some kind of government oversight entity that would represent city, county, also oversee continuum of care. One of the recommendations is to separate some of those activities a little bit. But with this most recent thing with the lodges and the all of a sudden we're going to go out of business if you don't give us money right away. And why is that happening? Like there's a lot of issues in the homeless care spectrum here in the area. So what are you and the county? What is the idea here of this board?
Yeah, so some quick background, of course, is Dr. Joe Savage, who runs the Interdepartmental Agency of Homelessness, came and spoke to all of us. We had a joint meeting.
Right.
And one of the things that he pointed out was there were some issues and really some archaic ways of which our COC was formatted. Doesn't mean that Opening Doors doesn't care about this community and their board, that they're not passionate about it, but there is some enhancements we could make. And so one of the conversations that came out of that was, perhaps having not only your normal board for COC, but a government board, not just to be oversight, but also to try to help. I mean, to just know what's going on at the COC and what can we all do together as a community. And that's what most cities are going to in terms of COC. So
continuum of care, by the way, for people who didn't pick up on that. I just want to I know, you know,
yeah,
but COC continuum of care. Go ahead.
So anyway, and that's where all federal funding comes through to help reduce homelessness. And so that's why the CSC is so vital in the community. So we were encouraged. We had heard the news recently that there was going to be a government, kind of governance board that would be in tandem with COC. We hadn't heard many details on how it was going to be picked or what that format was going to be. So we sent a letter and said, number one, we encourage that's great. And let us give you some names of folks that, you know, we're not sure how this is even going to be selected, but let us give you some names about, you know, that we recommend. And, let's hope that this is a great step forward. So that's what we had discussed. And hopefully, again, there's some smart people at the CFC, and there's smart people that are advocates for homeless reduction in this community.
Absolutely.
So hopefully, I think we're a better place. We should be in a better place next week than we were last week if we get a board like this in place.
In this vicinity, although I know it's not exactly related, but you mentioned yesterday that the dredging of the stormwater outfall over on Pensacola Bay on the sort of the east side of the city is going to produce dredging materials that are then going to get dumped over in the vicinity of what we refer to as Hobo Beach on the east side of the train tracks across the water from Graffiti Bridge. And you made really clear that it is already you're not supposed to go over there, and now it's extra so. I know Ocean Hour cleans up over there. Obviously, homeless people make their camps over there. How robust is this enforcement going to be? I mean, what do you have in mind now?
Yeah, it is a dredge spoil site. And just to give you an example of what that means, and it's just some of the outfalls are by Tahar, I believe.
Oh, okay.
September 16th is when that's going to bid. But the point is, that's not sand that you can just go put on the beach. You know, I mean, there's past, there's other things. I mean, there truly is a dredge spoil site because there's a level of contamination, not toxic, but there's a level of contamination that shouldn't be interacted with human beings being on it. And so so we're going to put up signage. We're going to get some fencing put in. And again, this is not an area I was asked the question, is this for homeless, for not? The bottom line is the only way you can access it is either by pulling a boat up there or by walking illegally across train tracks. So no one should be over there. This is not one or the other. No one should already be over there. But now there's even another reason that not everybody should be over there. And it will be abundantly clear in the coming months in terms of our signage, fencing, security, all of those other things.
Okay, so it's going to be if people do walk on the bridge across there, they're going to find some very different things on the other side. And what, physical security, like people, are they going to be? That's what I'm kind of curious about.
We'll have clear signage to keep out of that dredge spoil site, as well as we have fencing. We're pricing out fencing right now, or we've got a rough number, so we're going to get that in place as well.
Very good. We always like to end with a lightning round, a couple of quick fun questions for the mayor. First question for you, what's your favorite Florida attraction outside of Escambia and Santa Rosa County?
Ooh. I got a young one. I guess, I mean, Disney World, I know that's a cheap out. But, you know, I mean, I've had a lot of great memories there, you know.
Okay, all right.
Call me classic, I don't know.
What was your favorite movie when you were a kid, if you can remember?
Oh, man. It's funny. I always answer this question with Dumb and Dumber. I don't know what that says about me. But,
nice.
But it was one of my favorites. But, I mean, that would have been I would have been in my preteen years.
I gotcha. Well, you know, look, we all have movies that we were raised on, and not always the.
Love you so much more when we talk to you every time. Gosh, you're so great.
And there was an interesting story in the news about people sending food back or not. Do you ever, if the food is not right and you're at a restaurant, do you ever send it back?
I think it should be required that every human work in hospitality at some point, which makes me overly sympathetic. Yeah, and so. It is a rare occasion. It's like I apologize that I'm sending it back when it was wrong, you know, just because I just know what's happening in all the frenzy in the hospitality space. So I try to be overly sympathetic. So it is extremely rare that I send food back.
So if it's extremely rare, then you send the steak back. Is that what you said?
Right. Yeah. Eat 3/4 of it and say it was cold. Yeah,
that's right. Mayor D.C. Reeves.
You have worked in hospitality.
I know. You know for sure.
People are awful.
That's how you get free stuff. Don't try it, by the way. Mayor Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola, as always, sir, thank you for the time. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
754 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Quick, name 2 things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Your stepmom is cute, though.
Shut up, Ted.
Remember when I asked her to the prom?
Shut up, Ted!
The year, 1992, and you are dancing in the club. Oh, yeah. Just remember, what time is love? 757 News Radio 92.3. Shut up, Ted. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I do have traffic on the fives. There's a lot going on, man, this morning. Certainly be careful, as you know, wherever you are. Use caution. We are watching a sinkhole, and I'll tell you about that in a moment, that has been moved off to the side. Looking at J, 87 and then 4. The one road, there is a partial roadblock. So use caution in that area, of course. 98 eastbound and Lillian, pretty slow. This is approaching the turnoff to Lillian, back to Bauer Road. So again, 98 is slow in that area. Before, between Lillian Highway and Bauer Road, was a parking lot, but it gets like that sometimes. I don't think it's an accident. 29 southbound, there is an accident. This is near Archer Road in Cantonment. There's a car in the woods on its side. This is also near Tate School Road as well. Emergency vehicles on scene. Traffic is slowed. The right lane is closed, so very slow in that area. It's also slow on I-10 eastbound because of a crash that happened hours ago that has been moved on to the side, but between Pine Forest and Highway 29 is just very slow. There's a car on the side of the road. Then there's 2 emergency vehicles also all off to the side, but maybe some rubbernecking slowing things down. And then the sinkhole. This is off of Scenic Highway, the alleged sinkhole. Scenic and Whisperway, south of I-10. Sinkhole's forming in the state-owned parking lot. And if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Sorry.
I think it prefers to be called a forming depression. I don't think we should call it a sinkhole without asking its opinion.
Okay, Oliver, you know. Anthony, or whatever.
So no time for David Wayne in the newsroom, but he'll be up next after 5.
I'm sorry, David.
Oh, somebody had a comment here, said, before we do a Pelican for the Space Force, we should do a Pelican for the U.S. Merchant Marine. Oh, interesting suggestion.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
There was a surprise resignation this week in Century.